Morning. Antropov will not play tonight, but he's hopeful for Friday. I think that we're looking to get him in Friday. Ferrer's, it will not be next couple of games either, so I'm not sure what'll happen with Eric. He had some tests done yesterday to take a look at his injury situation. Not sure on that one. Just I don't know the results of what he got, and so we'd have to take a look at that and see what we got there. And then who have I got left? Thorburn's, both Antropov and Thorburn will make the trip, but Thorburn's probably a little ways away from, you know, looks like Antro would probably play on Friday, we're hopeful of, and Thorburn will just start to practice with us. So he's a little ways away yet. Yeah, Buff is the maintenance thing. You know, he has, when he skates and practices, he has a bone bruise that gets aggravated, and you just have to keep him off so that he's ready to play the games. And that's just the way it is. That'll probably be like that the rest of the season, and that's just what we have.
Your players said in the room this morning that it's apparent, it's, as a professional hockey player, you have to play every game.
Sure.
At the highest level. Said there could be a tendency to let down because of the playoff situation now at this point. But he said in particular, the way the fans have paid the players this year, you would not want to have an off game in this building.
Well, I think it's out of respect for what they've given us. I mean, how could you come up with anything less? You know, I mean, the fans here in Winnipeg have been a big factor in us having success here, and you know, they've been like an extra player for us. So how could you disrespect the fans by not giving all that you've got? So I think to me that's just. I certainly agree with the players when they say that. You just want to be able to pay them back, if nothing else, you know. It'll be a good test for us against the Rangers. They got a good team. They've allowed one goal against us in three games, you know. So they're, from that standpoint, it's going to be a heavy game. And they've, you know, they're look at their road record, look at their back-to-back record. That's why they're one of the top teams in the league, you know. And that's how you become a top team. You show up every night and you play regardless of where the venue is, and you, doesn't matter, back-to-backs for them, they've done great in them. And so they don't give you very much. The games are usually pretty heavy, and their battle level is high, and it's going to be a good test. We're going to have to check a lot better in this game than we have our last four or five games. There's no doubt about that. They can play that low-scoring game, and when you get chances, they've got goaltenders that do a heck of a job keeping things out of there. Yeah. And it's much the games that I've saw on tape. You know, they just play a steady, patient, you know, just a good, strong game. And that's the game they played. And you look at that game 2-2, and sure enough, there's a breakdown, and it's in Minnesota's net. You know, it was a good goal. It was a good shot, good goal. It was a good play. It looked like it went off the guy's skate, but they made no mistake, you know, and then they can close it out. Yeah, Klitson will play tonight. Just we're going to get just a little bit more speed in from the back end. He'll play with Stewart on the right side and see how that goes.
What have you seen from him in the games he has played?
You know, he's played pretty good. He played real good when he got here. He was a little bit nervous the last time we put him in, you know, but that's understood. It's hard to go in to games and not having played four or five or six and then come in and play, and you know, just, you know, you kind of try to ease your way into the games, not chase the games. And he's looked a little bit nervous for me, like he doesn't want to make a mistake, and it's hard. All the games for us are critical, so you know, you want to come in and fit in and don't get caught making mistakes that might cost you and let your teammates down. So it's a tough task. You know, Mietnin's come along good. He was good with Antropov before Antro got hurt, and he was really starting to come around good, I think. And then even since then, his play has been way better. Looks like he's got more confidence. He's got way more poise with the puck. He's it's evident he makes plays with the puck now more than before, and puck seems to be finding him. He's been a really good, productive player for us of late, you know, which is good for him because he'd have gone through a really tough time, you know, from coming from Europe and then here, and it was a long drought for him. So, you know, it's good that he has a little bit of confidence, and we've talked about it before. It just shows you what confidence can do to both an individual and your team when you've got it, you know. It's not an easy thing to get. You have to earn it. Well, I expect our team to be ready to go, to play hard and be ready to go and find ways to win this game, you know. You know, the problem with the Monday game is the weight of the disappointment. That's, you know, that's the hard thing. I mean, yesterday was, weather included, was a fitting day with that misery, because that's about how we felt, you know. But you got another day today. You wake up and you got another day going. Well, we'll be ready to go.
Where are you in that?
In that misery?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine. How do I look? No, thanks.
Wow.
That's okay. Hey, that's okay. Yeah, you.
No, no.
Yeah. No, no. I'm good. Just I'm disappointed too. You know, you strive for things through the year, and you look back and you think of the areas where you could have, and how to, you know, get to this situation, and how difficult it is in this league to win all the time. And you know that. I mean, you've been through the games and. It's just the disappointments, and not necessarily the games. When you look back at the, you know, and then I'm going to spend a lot of time, whenever our season's over, trying to, you know, reassess and be doing that myself and with our staff and stuff, and how can you get better and how can you prevent some of these things, like, you know, for example, the road record, and how can you be better there? What do we have to do, you know, or what is it? And so those things that. You keep replaying them, you know. I was hoping that we'd be better off and closer, you know. And is it because of depth? Is it, what is it that you haven't been able to make that jump? And it's not like we've done it through the year. We've always got to the threshold and not been able to get over the hump too. So it's not like it's something that's new, you know. No, I feel good. Feel good today. Just, I'll be ready to go. No. I do that all the time, so that'll continue. That's just the normal way of that I just assess things, you know. No, that'll keep going. No, because you got new challenges every day. There's just new things and, you know, new things. You have to continue to improve. We talked about that yesterday, so you have to find ways to keep getting better regardless of the situation. You know, it's never over, really, for me. So we'll keep battling that. And I'll keep reassessing and doing that stuff. That's just the way it goes.
Your coach that keeps going down this last six games, including tonight, that just the same focus, or your coach now focuses on being a spoiler?
I don't get into the spoiler thing. I just want us to play well. For me, just we have a game, play the game, and focus on winning the game. For us, our job is to win games and to compete, and that's what we want to focus on. We want to compete at highest level, and we want to try to get as many A games as we can. We want to play well, and we want to continue to grow and continue to get better and try to win the game that's in front of us. I don't look at this and spoil and this and that. Let's just win the games. That's what we're going to try to do.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, guys.